For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. Graduates across the state recently marched to the sound of Sir Walter Elgar's very popular Pomp and Circumstance March No. 1. During these ceremonies, names and degrees were called, applause and cheers heard, and tassels tossed from one side of the graduation cap to the other. But for some high school students, this opportunity never comes.
That's when I got pregnant with my oldest daughter, LaKendra.
For Kendra Tucker, her missed opportunity was almost 30 years ago.
I had to stop high school.
Now, at 47, Tucker says she is taking care of herself and finally getting her high school diploma.
So now that I have gotten my children to where they can live and make their decisions for themselves, now it's time for me to correct some things that I was not taught to do, that I had to learn to teach myself.
That teaching is taking place at her local library. Tucker is enrolled in the Richland Library Career Online High School, a program designed for returning students to earn an accredited high school diploma and credentialed certificate for free. Recent numbers show there is a significant need for this type of program, not just in the county, but across the state.
It's about 40,000 students.
Diane Lucy is the library's business and careers manager. That 40,000 number she just mentioned, that's the number of people in Richland County without a high school diploma. Statewide, that number is over 570,000.
Which is rather shocking.
Lucy says the library's online career high school could be a bridge to a better life for these residents.
So when we have customers that we're helping here on the third level at Maine, they'll say, you know, I'd love to apply for this job, but I don't have my high school diploma, so we have to look for other options.
Richland Library launched the program in November of 2018, and earlier this summer already had over 200 people take the first step.
Once they complete the self-assessment, there are 10 different areas which offer career certificates, and they choose the one that they want to be involved with.
For Tucker, the choice was clear.
Home professional care. I'm also a certified nursing assistant. I worked in that field for 10 years, and I love it. And I picked that because I always had a genuine love for people.
Her next steps include completing a prerequisite course and, if she passes, attending an in-person interview to see if she is a good fit for the program and vice versa. Diane Lucy.
It could be that the person is in a place in their life right now that is rather precarious. So you might have someone who is in the middle of a domestic violence situation. And we did have one student who basically was not ready to move on to high school. So we suggested some other alternatives, meet with a career coach to plan some alternatives and a possible referral to voc rehab.
There is no cost to the student, but Lucy explains there are qualifications.
You have to be at least 21 years of age. You have to have a Richland Library card and a Richland Library resident.
Classes are taken online, and each student is assigned an academic career coach. The library also offers workspace, and there is also the choice of checking out a laptop. It's all in an effort to remove barriers to getting a high school diploma.
When I finish, it'll be a well-deserved milestone for me. It's been a long journey.
If all goes well, Tucker will finally complete this journey this fall. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.